Three Black Lives Matter protesters charged after allegedly clashing with Pittsburgh diners. By Amy Furr on September 15, 2020. Three protesters are facing criminal charges for allegedly being involved in confrontations over the Labor Day weekend in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Charges were filed Monday against Sean Green, who goes by Lorenzo Rulli, as well as Kenneth McDowell and Monique Kraft, according to WPXI. One of the incidents happened outside a restaurant on Penn Avenue, the report continued. According to a criminal complaint, McDowell used a megaphone to scream obscenities at diners sitting outside Siena Mercato. He was also identified as the person who got into an altercation with the McDonald's employee. Green, according to the complaint, swore at diners, specifically an elderly couple, and gave them the middle finger. He also walked up to the front of the restaurant and screamed into an open window. Kraft later admitted she drank an elderly couple's beer, the WPXI report said. Video footage of the incident showed a female protester wearing a Nazi Libs Don't Matter shirt walk up to the white couple's table and drink from a glass, according to Breitbart News. Moments later, another woman appeared to knock a cup off a nearby table before rejoining the group in the street. An American flag was held upside down as part of the Black Lives Matter march down the street, in addition to a sign declaring, "Abolish the police," the Breitbart News report said. In a subsequent video, McDowell and several others gathered inside a McDonald's restaurant and chanted, "Who did this? Activists." One of the protesters shouted at the McDonald's manager through a bullhorn while approaching him. The manager yelled, "Don't touch me." The manager and protester began lightly wrestling with one another, Breitbart News reported. Charges against McDowell included possessing instruments of crime, disorderly conduct, and harassment. Green's charges included disorderly conduct and criminal mischief, according to WPXI. Kraft faced charges of theft by unlawful taking and disorderly conduct, the report concluded.